Lesson 10, Fellowshipping, a Priesthood Responsibility. This lesson should motivate us as priesthood holders to strengthen church members through fellowshipping. Introduction.
Doctrine and Covenants, Section 18, Verse 10.
How important is each individual to our Heavenly Father? Each one of us is important to our Heavenly Father. Regardless of who we are, where we live, what language we speak, or to what race we belong, His work and glory is to bring to pass our immortality and eternal life.
Moses chapter 1, verse 39.
To help him in this work, the Lord has restored the priesthood to earth and given us the responsibility of loving one another as He loves us. The Scriptures teach that we should feel the same concern for others that we feel for ourselves.
Doctrine and Covenants, section 38, verse 24.
It is our responsibility and privilege to help our brothers and sisters receive the blessings prepared by our Heavenly Father for those who are faithful. We are here to help each other progress, to inspire one another unto love and good works, and not to sit in judgment. Our responsibility is to give encouragement to those who are inactive and erring. We have a duty to see that there is no iniquity in the church, neither hardness with each other, neither lying, backbiting, nor evil speaking. See Doctrine Covenant, section 20, verse 54. Delbert L. Stapley, The Path to Eternal Glory, Ensign, July 1973, page 100. Read Luke chapter 22, verse 32. President Harold B. Lee said, "I am convinced that there are many in the church who are committing spiritual suicide, and they are calling for help. If we can only recognize the cry of distress in time, we will be the means of saving souls." The Strength of the Priesthood, Ensign, July 1972, page 103. Fellowshipping in the Church. Fellowshipping means encouraging and helping each other to enjoy the full blessings of the gospel. It is showing courtesy, sharing experiences, extending service and love, being helpful, and doing acts of kindness. We fellowship by being a good friend and neighbor and making others feel important and wanted. When we share our time, talents, and possessions with others, we develop a spirit of brotherhood. This brotherhood was described by Paul. He said that the new members of the church were no longer to be strangers, but fellow citizens with the saints. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19. Although we should be friendly and neighborly and try to show our love to all people, giving help and friendship to new and less active members is a basic priesthood responsibility. The church helps us do this in many ways. It provides programs such as home teaching that encourage us to serve our brothers and sisters. It provides meetings that we can associate with each other, and it provides instruction in the correct expression of our love and concern. We should always be concerned about non-members of the church and the strangers among us. But we should also be concerned with those families among us who have a father, a mother, a son, or a daughter who is not a member. These families need us. By fellowshipping them and sharing with them our understanding and love, we may help these part-member families become united in the gospel. Summarize these ideas by writing on the chalkboard a list of those who need our fellowshipping. Ways to fellowship. How we fellowship a person depends on his circumstances and our relationship to him. One family explained how they fellowshiped a stranger. The stranger beside us was uneasy. He looked straight ahead and scarcely breathed. He didn't even smile at our two young children, who always made friends for us. After church, my husband asked the solemn fellow home with us for dessert. A smile relaxed his long face. "I was just baptized last week and then moved into your ward," he explained. He dropped in on us several times a week thereafter, excited about his growing knowledge of the gospel, eager to discuss the scriptures, anxious over his personal affairs. Ours were the great joy of watching our brother grow. He was no longer a stranger. Susan Spencer Mollick, The Strangers Within Our Gates, Ensign, March 1976, page 49. Fellowshipping is done differently than this, however, when it involves home teaching. One woman told how her home teachers included her and her son in their activities. "I wanted to make a fresh start after a painful divorce, so I took my young son and moved south to finish a college degree. Supposing that the climate would be hot, we left our sweaters and blankets in storage. Oh, we were cold in our drafty summer cottage that winter, but were too afraid to light the space heaters or ask to borrow blankets. I didn't know anyone. I felt I didn't fit in with the people at church because I was divorced, and I certainly didn't want anyone to think I was a burden. I was so glad when home teachers came. They really wanted to make us welcome, and they came regularly, even though we didn't have a telephone and weren't always home. They often included us in their family's activities. Eventually, I didn't mind asking to borrow blankets from them. As quoted by Susan Spencer Molek, The Strangers Within Our Gates, Ensign, March 1976, pages 47 and 48. Write on the chalkboard the fellowshipping methods demonstrated in the above experiences. Obviously, if we feel genuine friendship for others, our fellowshipping activities must extend beyond Sunday meetings to other times and activities throughout the week. Such activities include inviting them to our homes, to social activities, and to community and church events. Fellowshipping is a sign of a true saint, to whom Jesus referred when he said, "I was a stranger, and ye took me in."
Matthew chapter 25, verses 34 to 36.
The following story shows how two brethren demonstrated genuine fellowship. A young man was lonely and unhappy. His church attendance was irregular, and he found difficulty being dependable in church assignments. Two men, both widowers, invited the young man to join them for family home evenings. Before long, Monday evening became the most important time in his week. There he engaged in many gospel discussions and received the motivation to begin praying more diligently. It wasn't long before his testimony changed from a passive knowledge to a burning witness of the truth. The two brethren accepted him and extended their friendship in the most total way they knew. They sat with him at church meetings and invited him into their homes for dinner. They went shopping with him and helped him fix up his home. Before long, he was reaching out to others, and he became responsible in his church assignments. One day, as he discussed with an acquaintance the joy in his life, the other asked, "What do you think caused it to happen?" "The love of two friends has been the most important part," he said. "I have come to trust and feel secure in their love, and that love has helped me do things I never even dreamed were possible." Adapted from Relief Society Courses of Study, 1977-78, page 130. Add to the list on the chalkboard the way these two brethren fellowship the lonely member. Brother Ernest Eberhardt, Jr. tells the following story about fellowshipping. Susan Munson is an active member of the church who has waited patiently for her non-member husband to show some interest in the church. He always said, "Oh, that's fine for you and the kids, honey, but I'm just not interested." That's partly true, but Jack is also shy. Susan finally asked Brother Caldwell, the ward mission leader, if there wasn't something that could be done. He promised to take the matter up in his weekly missionary meeting. The group decided a block party might be the best way to begin. They asked three member families in the area to plan a backyard party for the Munsons and the Nobles, an investigating family. All three joined in the fellowshipping. Jack, initially reluctant to come, was surprised and delighted with the easy, natural friendliness of the group. By the evening's end, he enthusiastically supported the idea of a second party, a picnic in 2 weeks. No one said anything about going to church, but Alan Westover, who had discussed Jack's house painting project at the party, showed up on Saturday with his own ladder and came back evenings after work. Steve Caldwell and Glenn Rivers also helped several times. Later that month, when the Elders' Quorum had a project, Jack was anxious to help them. As the summer progressed, Jack spent more and more time with church members. There were chats about fishing rods and politics and raising children, about gardening, working out marital difficulties, and handling job pressures. Jack was talking as well as listening. Social evenings with different families included family home evenings and spiritual discussions. To Susan's great joy, Jack told her one evening that he was ready to take the next step of being taught by the missionaries and joining the church. Brother Eberhard adds the following, "There is nothing more transparent than friendshipping activities without friendship feelings. The feelings must come first. He suggests that we be good listeners, find out about the individual's likes and dislikes, his family activities and his business. He stresses the point that those being fellowshipped need to know we care. That part member family, Ensign, July 1978, pages 38 and 39. What fellowshipping methods used in this story can we add to the list on the chalkboard? Discuss the chart Fellowshipping Activities, Visual 10-A. Add other activities class members suggest. Conclusion. Fellowshipping is an important priesthood responsibility. It helps new converts and other church members feel wanted and needed and motivates them to participate in the church. As we accept the responsibility to help others become active in the church, we will experience joy and satisfaction. The Lord promises that this joy will be eternal.
Doctrine and Covenants, section 18, verses 15 and 16.
Ask the assigned member to bear his testimony of how fellowshipping helped him. Challenge. 1. Identify a new convert and fellowship him. 2. Increase your fellowshipping of your assigned home teaching families. 3. Select a less active family and fellowship them back into church activity. 4. Be friendly with all church members, especially those who are strangers. 5. If there is a part member family in your area, include the non-members in church activities. Teacher preparation. Before presenting this lesson, 1. Ask a member to bear testimony how fellowshipping helped him. He could be a recent convert, a member brought back into church activity, or someone who helped bring another into activity. 2. Prepare a chart of fellowshipping activities. See Visual 10-A. 3. Ask class members to read or present stories and scriptures in this lesson. Page 94 contains the Visual 10-A. Fellowshipping activities. Activities in your home. Have a dinner. Have a recreational event. Show family slides or pictures. Hold an informal party. Listen to good music. View a good television program. Have a backyard picnic. Ask them to help you on a project. Activities in their home. Deliver a cake or other treat. Help them with a project. Plant a garden. Help them move in. Help them repair something. Plan a party together. Drop in for a visit just because you are our friends. Tend their children. Activities in the community. Go to a special movie or program. Pick them up on the way to a school function. Have refreshments in your home after. Go on a picnic. Participate in a family recreational event. Attend a common activity of the children's, ball games, etc. End of Lesson 10, Fellowshipping, a Priesthood Responsibility.